Thank you, Madam Chair. This document shows the vacant seats in the various treaty bodies. For the Bureau, it's specified nowhere how many members the Bureau should have, but at the same time, there's no restrictions as to its number. Only the rules of procedure say chair and one or several vice chairs. Compose the Bureau. We have had one nomination, confirmed nomination, and that is the only nomination that we have for the moment. So that's from Switzerland, Madame Martine Rohn-Brossard. But since Switzerland is not yet party to the protocol and the Bureau members need to represent both parties to the protocol and the convention, then Switzerland will need an alternate for protocol matters. Then moving to the working group. I'm sorry, I still wanted to specify that the Bureau members consist of the chair of the implementation committee automatically, and the first vice chair of the implementation committee have traditionally always assisted the Bureau meetings, and the chair of the working group. Okay. For the working group, we need chair and again one or more vice chairs, and we do not have any nominations at this stage. For the implementation committee, the situation is such that there are eight members, and out of the eight members, four are always outgoing, and then four continue. But now this time, exceptionally, we have five members outgoing, which means that there are five seats to be filled. And three members are then continuing. Sweden, Portugal, can you scroll? Azerbaijan, Portugal, and Sweden. And Finland is the alternate for Azerbaijan for protocol matters, and Finland will also be continuing. So this is the situation for the implementation committee, five seats vacant and no nominations this far. The Bureau asked the Secretariat to indicate which parties have nominated members in the past to the various bodies, to the committee and to the Bureau, to the working group, and indicate that then for a review, for the working group to review, because it was the view of the Bureau that there should be a rotation, that not always the same parties are represented in the treaty bodies, but that there'd be also countries that have not yet been nominating members. The Bureau also suggested that perhaps you consider it relevant to draw up some criteria for the selection, exactly perhaps regarding whether or not there should be more of a rotation, specify more strictly the language criteria. The only criteria that there is for the Bureau is that the Bureau members should represent different sub-regions of the UNEC region, not only come from the north of Europe or from the south or east, but that's the only criteria. So if parties wish to propose further criteria, that could be possible. But the Bureau didn't yet do such a thing. Thank you.